Dan Kanizek says Grant is focusing on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta for now.
We do not have any plans of expanding any other hubs like Unalakleet, Nome, Kotzebue, or anything like that.
He's the vice president of operations at Grant. Kanizek says Raven Air Group's bankruptcy means regional airlines left in the area have to pick up the slack once the pandemic is over.
So what we ended up buying were basically all of the real estate that Raven owned in Bethel, with the exception of the former UDair hangar.
At an auction earlier this month, Grant bought 10 Cessna 28 Caravans and 5 Cessna 207 airplanes that Raven once owned. The coronavirus pandemic slashed the number of Grant passengers by 90%, which is Grant's main source of revenue. It's also Raven's main source of revenue. And so when Raven, who suffered similar passenger loss, declared bankruptcy and abruptly shut down in March, that left a big hole in mail and passenger service for the YK Delta communities. 3 airlines took over Raven's mail and passenger routes in the region, including Grant, which helped alleviate some of the financial pinch. Grant's Kanizek says passenger service has slowly picked up since March, and they've added more flights for some communities.
Some of those flights have been filling up in the evening or whatnot, and so we've had to add a couple extra sections. But by no means are we back to a normal schedule.
Meanwhile, Grant Aviation did apply for federal CARES Act funding. That was enough to make up some revenue loss from the lack of passengers, and they were able to employ locals who lost their Raven jobs.
So by utilizing the extra mail we received from the Raven bankruptcy and the CARES funding, it did not fill the hole of the loss of passenger revenue, but it mitigated it enough that we were able to still ensure that we were able to get the mail, the medicines, and everything, and fulfill the needs of the our entire route structure.
Even so, the pandemic drags on with no end in sight. Kanizek says it's hard to predict how that will impact his business months from now, but he says he takes heart in the small number of cases in Alaska compared to the rest of the United States. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.